Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This podcast brought to you by Gowin Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.
Agriculture is Saskatchewan, and 620 CKRM is your source for everything ag. Welcome to our newly expanded Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Here's your host, Jim Smalley.
And a good afternoon. Welcome to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. It's brought to you by Harvard Western Insurance. We don't judge is another reminder to renew your plates today. Visit harvardwestern.com. And brought to you by the Arcola Co-op, offering fuel, food, and drinks on Highway 13. Arcola Co-op, you're at home here. SaskTel today announced a new partnership program to improve rural internet service. We talked with the president of SARM for reaction and the important reasons rural areas need good internet service. BASF announces support for research into bee pollinator health at the University of Saskatchewan. Real Agriculture looks at wheat research development. We also look at insect control in grain bins and farm mental health. The farm weather is in its usual spot at the bottom of the hour.
This is Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with 620 CKRM Agri-News Director Jim Smalley.
This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Johnson's Grain, helping growers contract any type of grain. Call 1-800-324-7778. And Mazenk Fuels, your local branded Petro-Canada wholesaler for over 40 years. Fill up the tank, call Mazenk 306-721-6667. SaskTel is taking more steps to improve rural internet service. SaskTel has announced a new initiative to partner with internet providers to bring advanced broadband service to underserved farms, rural areas, and Indigenous communities. The president of the Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities, Ray Orb, welcomes the new SaskTel program.
We're really pleased about the announcement. And it's something SARM has been adamant that the province provide better internet services and cell phone services to those areas that are underserved in rural Saskatchewan. And this is another example of how SaskTel is listening and providing that service. So it's a good thing for rural Saskatchewan.
Can it be effective?
It is effective. And, you know, I think it seems like a slow process because there are lots of areas, you know, that still don't have good coverage, but that is improving. And, you know, that money that's being spent is going to, you know, a good cause. And we hope it will improve and continue.
How does it work? It works through their setting up partnerships?
Yeah, I think what it is, they're using, and they can use, you know, other companies to supply the services for them. They can use SaskTel existing structures, and that just makes good economic sense. So there is a lot of interest, and I think, you know, some of this, we're hoping federal funding filters down into this as well, because it's something we've been pushing the federal government, especially during this election campaign, is for all of major parties to provide, if they're elected, more funding for good internet and cell phone coverage.
Just how important is improved rural internet service to rural Saskatchewan?
Well, it's something, you know, that, you know, it's been talked about a lot. It's come to light, I think, a lot more since, you know, we've been under this unfortunate COVID crisis. But for rural businesses, for rural municipalities, farmers and ranchers that are running their businesses, that connectivity is one of the most important things, being able to contact other companies, but other individuals as well. The day-to-day business of farm operations really hinges now on good internet service.
Yeah, I understand rural video conferencing it's needed for, and even home education.
Yeah, home education, you know, especially now, you know, healthcare coverage, we're doing some of that out in rural Saskatchewan. Education as well, you know, in cases where students can't attend school, and university students, not only high school and grade school. That's really important right now. So this is something that's high on SARM's priority list.
So SaskTel says they've received strong interest from the several local rural internet providers. They name Living Sky Internet, H&K Rural Networks, and Wood River Controls. So you see this as an important expansion or new service?
Yeah, I think it's very important, and I think it's a trend that's going to continue because there are a lot of companies out there that are interested in this now, and that's why these partnerships are so important. It's happening, you know, in other provinces, but it's happening in Saskatchewan as well, and we're pleased about that.
Ray Orb is the president of SARM.
Back to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with Jim Smalley on 620 CKRM.
This portion is brought to you by Prairie 6-inch eaves troughs. An inch makes a big difference. PrairieEavesTroughs.ca and Farmtronics in Regina, your farm electronics specialists. From moisture testers to security cameras, keeping your farm running productively and efficiently since 1977. 380 Henderson Drive. The University of Saskatchewan is setting up a research chair in bee health at the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. The cost of the $750,000 research chair is being partly shared by Saskatchewan Beekeepers, the BC Blueberries Council, and BASF Canada. The manager of technical services at BASF, Jeff Bertolet, says BASF is providing $50,000 a year for 5 years for creation of the research chair in pollinator health.
BASF cooperates with the universities across Canada, the major ag schools, particularly, you know, the U of S and University of Guelph. And we find projects that are of mutual interest to both, you know, the colleges and to BASF to be really rewarding from many respects in terms of the research that's done, you know, the credibility of the institution doing it. You know, it's third party generated information, and we think that really helps support modern agriculture. And so when we hadn't worked with, we obviously work with the University of Saskatchewan quite a bit. That's where I'm based, you know, and it's I would say the major ag school in Western Canada. So lots of history, long history of working both with the college and the Crop Development Center. We hadn't worked with the Vet College before, you know, as a crop protection company. But when we learned about this project, we were very impressed. And, you know, our understanding of it was that if the college could raise funding for the research chair for a period of 5 years, then the university would take over funding of the position, and it would continue forward. And we were, when we had our meeting with the representatives from the Vet College, we were very impressed with, you know, their professionalism and their plan for the project. And the other thing that we really liked was they recognized that, you know, research and information that is generated is more valuable if it's shared. And so they have, as part of the strategy for the research chair, they have an extension component, which is really important to get the information out there to producers. And we felt that it was important to help fund it. And so I think BASF and the Saskatchewan Beekeepers and BC Blueberry Growers are three of the main sponsors. So the college successfully raised the money, and they're moving forward with seeking someone to fill the research chair position. The pollinator health, of course, is very important to agriculture, and as a crop protection company and a seed company, we sort of approach it from two angles. We think it's part of our job and responsibility to the industry to help defend modern agriculture. And so, you know, showing that there's a place for crop protection products alongside pollinators and biodiversity, and the two can fit together if there's proper stewardship in utilized, that's part of our role. And the other piece is a seed company. Pollinators are, of course, very important to our canola business and helping to both produce seed for sale and to help actually drive canola yield on a per acre basis. So the project appealed to us from both sides, from the crop protection business and from the seed business. And we just feel, as part of our position in the industry, is that, you know, if there's an opportunity to help support modern agriculture and the responsible use of technology in the marketplace, it's something that we just need to do. And I personally feel really good about this project, along with my colleagues, and we were very happy that the college was able to raise the funding.
Jeff Bertollet is the Manager of Technical Services at BASF Canada.
Time now for Real Agriculture with Sean Haney. Brought to you in part by Karst Holdings in Assiniboia and Schlamp's Integra Tire in Grenfell. Your locally owned Integra Tire dealers on The Source, 620 CKRM.
This is your RealAgriculture.com update. Bring the energy of Real Ag Radio to your next customer meeting or conference. From your stage, we'll record an episode in person to inform and provide insight on the latest in agriculture. Email advertising at realagriculture.com to learn more about this unique keynote opportunity.
Hey, Carrot Ustros here with realagriculture.com. I have here with me Lauren Cummin, who is the Director of Research with Alberta Wheat and Barley Commission. We're actually here today to talk about some of the preparations for the next wheat cluster and, you know, what farmers can kind of expect out of that.
Sure. So I am also representing the Canadian Wheat Research Coalition, or CWRC, and that is a collaboration of the wheat commissions from the three prairie provinces. And we are actually the host of the current wheat cluster under the Canadian Agricultural Partnership, or CAP, federal program. So the wheat cluster, or the science clusters, are five-year agreements. Right now we're in a cluster that has a term of 2018 to 2023. And they represent collaborative funding between Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada and producers, and they are intended to support industry-led research. So what we're doing now is preparing for 2023, when this wheat cluster will end and the next ag policy framework will come into play, and we hope to have a successful wheat cluster set up for 2023 to 2028.
So what do preparations kind of look like going into that? What sorts of things are you guys working on?
Well, because it's industry-led and the funders on the industry side tend to be producers, first we pulled together a group of producers as well as some others from the wheat industry and in the sector to develop our priority list. And when we're looking at our priority list, you know, we're looking at issues from across Canada. We have partners that fund the cluster from the east, you know, all the way to PEI, and then up in the Dawson Creek area, up in BC. So it is a you know, across Canada cluster. We have a lot of issues and concerns to consider. And we also have to consider the priorities of the program itself of Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada.
So have some of those priorities been determined?
Well, yes and no. We're actually waiting for the Guelph statement, which I believe is supposed to be announced in September, election pending. And that will announce the priorities for the next program and, of course, the name of the next program. We're calling it CAP 2.0 right now. So far, what we know is they're going to focus on climate and the environment, economic growth, and sector resiliency. So, you know, I think that we are well positioned with some of our producer concerns and issues out in the field to sort of target some of those areas and find that overlap between program objectives and our producer priorities.
So is there any room for producers to submit any of their asks, I guess, to this?
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, you know, what we're really doing is collecting our LOIs and looking to see what we get and how that overlaps with the program priorities. Of course, all of the commissions and the funders within the Canadian Wheat Research Coalition have other calls. So, you know, in terms of collecting grower concerns and research priorities, we do a yearly process where we tend to have, you know, surveys, and we go on Twitter. If we're at Farm Tech, we'll have an online survey you can do. And we always encourage producers to email us. We have a few different agronomy platforms, of course, representing the Growing Point today. We always encourage producers to email us with their concerns, and we try to see if that concern, you know, aligns with what we're hearing from others. And then we really do make an effort to address that and match it with research expertise in Western Canada.
And you just want to highlight why this is important for farmers, why they should be aware of all this?
So all of the varieties that you're growing out in the field, all the varieties that are being developed at public institutions are supported by producer funding. So CWRC has our core funding, which supports capacity. And then, you know, the cluster also contributes to some of the projects and the actual objectives of that breeding. So in that way, the cluster is incredibly important.
This has been your Real Agriculture Update. You can find out more about this issue or many others at realagriculture.com.
It's your agri weather forecast on The Source 620 CKRM.
The official 620 CKRM farm weather is brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina, specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan. Call Harry, Justin, or Devin at 352-1866. And Moose Jaw Truck Shop, the number one choice for any diesel engine repair. Drop in, no appointment necessary, or visit moosejawtruckshop.com. Partly cloudy today, wind northwest 30, gusting to 50, the high 20, the low tonight plus 4 with risk of frost. Tomorrow sunny, the high 21, the low 11. Wednesday partly cloudy, the high 22, the low 4. Thursday sunny, the high 16, the low 3. Friday partly cloudy, the high 17, the low 9. Saturday partly cloudy, the high 21, the low 6. Sunday, partly cloudy, the high near 18. Normal high is 18, the normal low is 4. The sun rose at 6:31 this morning. It sets at 7:17 tonight. And around the province right now, the hot spot is Estevan in the southeast corner at 20. The cold spot up north, Uranium City, at 11. Once again, Estevan is 20. Saskatoon, 19. Swift Current, 15. Weyburn, 18. Yorkton is 19. Regina is partly cloudy and 18. That's 64 Fahrenheit. Winds are from the west-northwest, 24. Humidity is 58%. The barometer rising, 101.4. Partly cloudy in Moose Jaw, 18. Winds are from the west-northwest at 21. Once again, Regina, partly cloudy and 18. That's 64 Fahrenheit. Back in a moment.
Get out to an early start on weed control in next year's canola and lentil crop using Group 3 Edge Microactive from Gowan Canada this fall. Edge Microactive, maximize yields today and manage resistance for tomorrow. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan Canada.
You're listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with 620 CKRM Agri-News Director Jim Smalley.
This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers. Get fair market value for your assets with an online auction through McDougall Auctioneers, McDougallAuctions.com, and brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. Farmers are being advised to monitor their grain bins for insects in stored grain. Manitoba entomologist Dr. John Gavlosky says insects become a concern when there is rain at harvest.
We always encourage people, once you get the grain out of the field, try to get the temperature, the core grain temperature, lowered as quickly as you can. There's a few insects that can be issues in your stored grain, and the Canadian Grain Commission, they've got zero tolerance for a few of these insects, so it is critical. Once you get the core grain temperature down below about 15 degrees, the insects won't be able to reproduce in your grain. So any that made their way in or were in the bin when grain was put in, they won't be able to reproduce. So cool the grain as quickly as you can. The cooler evenings, get the aeration going if you have it. Try to get the grain cooled down. And certainly make sure your bins are clean before you put the grain in. Do a thorough job. And not just the bins, but even the equipment you use to load the bin and move the grain. It's certainly possible for things like rusty grain beetle to survive in grain carts, augers, anywhere there's a little bit of grain that was sitting there from the previous year. You could have a population that's built up within that grain. So make sure everything that involved in the grain moving process and the bins themselves are thoroughly clean before you start moving the grain.
Gavlosky says stored grain can be infested with various beetles.
The other thing that is good to know regarding stored grain insects is that there you do get several species of small light brown beetles that will get into the grain. There's two that look very similar. The rusty grain beetle is probably the most common. It feeds directly on the grain, and that's probably the biggest concern for most people. But there's another one called the foreign grain beetle. It looks similar in many regards to rusty grain beetle. It doesn't feed directly on the grain, though. It's feeding on molds growing in the bin or on the grain. So if you do notice that you've got beetles in your grain, it's good to get things figured out so that you know what species you're dealing with. If by chance it's foreign grain beetle and it's feeding more on the molds, moving the grain, whatever you can do to reduce the situation of a moldy grain, that will help reduce their populations. The rusty grain beetle is a much trickier situation to deal with. Because they're feeding directly on the grain. Cold temperatures over the winter can sometimes kill them, but aside from that, they're a trickier insect to deal with. And if you're not quite sure what species you've got, we do have a fact sheet that gives some tips on how you can tell the difference between those species.
Gavlosky says emerging winter cereal crops can be a magnet in the fall for grasshoppers, and some producers may want to seed a bit later to avoid larger numbers. Dr. John Gavlosky is the provincial entomologist for Manitoba Agriculture.
You're tuned to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today on The Source, 620 CKRM.
This segment of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Diggleman Industries. Look to Diggleman for the most reliable, dependable, engineered tough equipment on the market. And Arcola Building Supplies, small town lumberyard, big on service. ArcolaBuildingSupplies.com. Several groups are hoping the final days of the federal election campaign will include a greater focus on agriculture and food-related issues. One of those groups is the Do More Ag Foundation. Spokeswoman Adele Stewart says they're concerned primarily about the impact this year's drought has had on the mental well-being of farmers and ranchers.
We've been working, having many discussions with the existing federal government with regards to a 24/7 support and crisis line that is specific to agriculture for all producers across Canada. So we would love to see, you know, more attention on that and especially the mental health of farmers just in general.
Stewart is on a farm near Saskatoon and says drought has been a big concern this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Things have been really devastatingly poor for a lot of producers, and we usually see an influx of, you know, emails and stories and calls in the, you know, the middle of harvest, so into September and things like that. But we started receiving those emails and calls since, you know, the middle of July, even the beginning of July, the end of hay season, things like that. So it's definitely been a pressing time for a lot of people that need, you know, a lot more support than ever. Farming is stressful to begin with, and then compounding the last couple of years and a drought in the middle of summer sure doesn't help.
Stewart outlines efforts by the Do More Ag Foundation to focus on farm mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very proud of the number of programs that we've been able to put in over the last 3.5 years. Probably the most primary is our agriculture, mental health and agriculture workshop called Talk, Ask, Listen. We've delivered that to several thousand farmers and farm families across Canada over the last few years and are heading into year 4. Applications for that open in October. We've also been hosting weekly Talk It Out sessions, so where farmers can come and connect with their peers at a Zoom call that's moderated by a mental health professional who has experience in agriculture. And then recognizing the gap of how many services there are that don't understand the unique factors of ag, we've developed an agriculture literacy course, which is aimed to be taken by mental health professionals to help them understand how to build a therapeutic relationship with a farmer. The first course for that launches later in September here, so we're very proud of the services we've been able to implement for Canadian farmers.
That's Adele Stewart with the Do More Ag Foundation.
The Market Updates with Jim Smalley on The Source, 620 CKRM.
Market Update is brought to you by Nelson GM in Assiniboia and Avonlea. With newer inventory arriving daily, they'll find a vehicle that fits your agriculture lifestyle. Proudly serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years, see Nelson GM today. And Western Ag Professional Agronomy. If you want to make cropping decisions with confidence, visit growmoreprofit.com. Grain prices were mixed in early trading today. Viterra prices for canola rose $2.30 at $837.42. Flax gained $7.95 at $11.3807. Number one red spring wheat fell $2.22 at $376.07. The rest were unchanged. Durham $6.43.21. Feed barley $3.34.65. Lentils $10.62.50. Oats $3.62.53. Yellow peas $505.19. Feed wheat $261.65. On the Minneapolis Exchange this morning, hard red spring wheat for December fell 3¾ cents at $8.75 a bushel.
It's the Livestock Reports on The Source, 620 CKRM.
The livestock quotes are brought to you by the Weyburn Livestock Exchange. Call Weyburn 842-4574. Now the latest livestock quotes.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Lee bringing the market report direct from Heartland and Swift Current. We had 600 head on offer last week with all class of cows selling steady to $2 higher. Stockers and feeders sold steady on a very active market. Here are the quotations. Calves, 300 to 400 pounds, trading 265 to 3 bucks. 400 to 500 pounds, 235 to 255. 500 to 600 pounds, $2 to 225. 700 to 800 pound yearlings, 185 to 205. 8 to 900 pounds, 175 to 185. 900 to 1,000 pound steers, 165 to 178. Heifers, 300 to 400 pound heifer calves, 192 to 220. 400 to 500 pounds, 185 to $2. 500 to 600 pounds, 175 to 185. 700 to 800 pounds, 170 to 175. 800-900 pounds, 165 to 172.50. 900 to 1,000 pounds, 150 to 165. Our next sorted yearling and calf sale will be September the 23rd at 9:30. 2,500 head on offer. We will have 500 top-notch yearlings at this sale. Please book now. Good day and good marketing.
And now the latest Saskatchewan pork prices.
Ham sold 5,800 hogs Friday, selling in a range of 217 to 233 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 7,900 head, selling in a range of 216 to 230 per CKG. 100 index hog prices for the week ending Saturday, September 11th are Ole West 2020 contract, 225.20, Ole West 2021 contract, 235.60, Maple Leaf Sig 4, 218.78, Hams Cash, 216.78, Thunder Creek Brick Co., 226.32, High Life Cash, 231.51, and High Life Contract, $232.97 per CKG. Hams Cash outpriced today is down, and four contract prices opened lower this morning. On Friday, the Canadian dollar is up 14 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.2631. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 79.03 cents U.S. Daily U.S. cash prices are lower to start the week, with the negotiated Western Corn Belt region down 21 cents U.S. 100 weight, National down 4 cents, and National cutout adjusted variant $1.09 lower relative to the previous day. The average net value of the pork cutout for week ending September 11th came in 1% lower than the previous week and is likewise biased lower. While the cash trends remain lower relative to a week ago in all reporting regions, base pricing remains at historically high levels and between 47% and 77% higher than benchmarks for the comparable marketing week depending on the region. Lean hog futures are under pressure to start this week and trading lower for the sixth session in a row if the market closes down today. The trade saw notable pressure develop across all contracts and has lost about 9.5% in value compared to the first trading day last week, where October is trading at levels not seen since April.
Coming up, the Resource Report.
This is the Saskatchewan Resource Report on 620 CKRM. Here's Jim Smalley.
Now the Resource Report, brought to you by the Prairie Co-op Grow Team, fueling farms, feeding families in Cupar, Ituna, Lipton, and Strasburg. And brought to you by Second Look Online Auction. Visit 2ndlookonlineauction.com to see what's up for bid. During a virtual BHP shareholders event, the chief financial officer outlined the reasons behind a decision to go ahead with the multi-billion-dollar Jansen potash mine in Saskatchewan. David Lamont says potash is an attractive commodity that the world will only need more of in the future because the fertilizer supports higher yields and more sustainable farming.
We expect Jansen to generate strong cash flows. It is also expected that the mine will pay back in 7 years for when it actually starts producing in 2027.
BHP has already invested about $5 billion, and it's estimated it will take an additional $7.5 billion to complete the project. Lamont expects there will be healthy returns for shareholders, and it opens up a new front for growth for the International Mining Company as it begins its exit out of oil and gas. SaskTel has announced completion of a $107 million wireless initiative with the completion of 10 new macro cell towers. The new towers will bring better service near Aberdeen, Candle Lake, Carrot River, Kuroki, East Farewell, Maqua, Marion Lake, Mount Pleasant, Prince Albert East, and southeast of Shaunavon. SaskTel has more than 1,000 cell towers throughout the province. On the markets, the TSX is up 48 points at 20,681. The Dow has risen 214 points at 34,821. Oil is up 62 cents at $70.34 a barrel. The Canadian dollar is up 17 one-hundredths of a cent at 78.94 cents U.S. That's the Resource Report. If you missed any segment of the show, tune in to the on-demand Saskatchewan Agriculture Today podcast, brought to you by Gowan Canada. Gowan Canada understands the challenges growers face and takes pride in finding effective crop protection solutions. Visit GowanCanada.com to learn more. That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. I'm Jim Smalley.
You've been listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with Jim Smalley on 620 CKRM. If you missed any of today's broadcast, download the podcast now online at 620CKRM.com. Saskatchewan Agriculture Today, now starting after the 12 o'clock news on your voice for everything ag, 620 CKRM.
This podcast brought to you by Gowan Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.